live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government has been accused of manipulating overcrowding data at Letterkenny University Hospital. Irish Water has denied claims by a West Donegal councillor that his protest was instrumental in an agreement being reached to reinstate the main elect to run a fast road to an appropriate standard. A creche in County Donegal was one of 13 businesses on which closure orders were imposed last month by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. And a group of residents in the Ard O'Donnell area of Letterkenny have signed a petition opposing plans to extend McGettigan's Hotel on Upper Main Street. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí were deployed to a school in South Donegal today following an alleged shooting threat. Gardaí and Ballyshannon say they are liaising with school authorities following an incident reported to them on Wednesday last at Maena College in Bundoran. Investigations into the incident are ongoing. The British Prime Minister has delayed a vote on the Brexit withdrawal agreement that was due to take place tomorrow. Theresa May was speaking in the House of Commons where she acknowledged that there is widespread and deep concern about Northern Ireland. She added that she will seek additional reassurances from the EU on the backstop aspect of the deal. The Deputy Leader of the DUP, Nigel Dodds, says she should never have agreed to the deal in the first place.
She rolled over back in December when we advised her not to, and this is entirely of her own making. And, you know, if she wants to try to rescue the situation, then she's going to have to do it by changing the withdrawal agreement. If she can't do that, then I'm afraid she's not going to get this deal through Parliament.
Meanwhile, speaking earlier, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says there can't be significant changes to the withdrawal agreement.
Yeah, I have no difficulty with, you know, statements that clarify what's in the withdrawal agreement, but no statement of clarification can contradict what's in the withdrawal agreement.
Irish Water has denied claims by a West Donegal councillor that his protest was instrumental in an agreement being reached to reinstate the main elect to run a fast road to an appropriate standard. Councillor Micheál Colm McGill Osbourg blocked the road for 2 days last week to prevent the utility from continuing works in the area, as he claimed the road would not be reinstated in the way the community wished. Councillor McGill Osbourg says he is confident he took the right action to ensure the road was left in an acceptable state for the community.
I had a good constructive meeting this morning with the contractor, Irish Water, and Council, where we discussed, obviously, my blockade over the last couple of days in relation to the road from Minilect and Monsher to Ranafarsta. I'm confident now that once the works are complete, that the road that I believed the people of the area deserved is what they'll get. I'm glad I took the stand that I did, because I believe very strongly that communities have a right to good, proper infrastructure. And now, after that meeting this morning, I believe that's what is going to be put in place.
And now you just have to ensure that it is delivered.
Well, we'll monitor it over the last couple of over the next couple of months, and I'll be having other meetings with Irish Water in relation to it. But after the meeting this morning, I think that due to the blockade, that road will be left to high standard.
However, in a statement issued to Highland Radio News today, Irish Water say claims by a public representative that his protest led to the utility agreeing to reinstate the road to their specification are utterly unfounded. They say the protest instead led to a delay in essential reinstatement taking place. Irish Water confirmed that the road will be reinstated to an appropriate standard and that reinstatement works will be carried out to a standard in consultation and agreement with Donegal County Council and no other third-party individuals. The government has been accused of manipulating overcrowding data at Letterkenny University Hospital. In response to a Dáil question, the Health Minister claimed that as of the end of October last, the number of patients awaiting inpatient beds in the hospital's emergency department and elsewhere was 2,570, an increase of over 28% from the previous year. However, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says those figures are grossly understated and says in figures compiled by the INMO, the number of patients waiting on trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital from January to October was instead 4,251. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Deputy Piers Doherty says the Health Minister is clearly trying to manipulate the figures, and he and his government are doing their best to downplay what has become a perpetual and ever-worsening crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. In the Dáil last week, Simon Harris was asked to give his views on the unacceptably high number of patients who've had to wait on trolleys at the hospital. During that debate, Minister Harris claimed emergency department attendances at Letterkenny University Hospital were up by 4.6% compared to the same period last year. However, Deputy Doherty says figures compiled by the INMO reveal that there were 4,251 patients waiting on beds at the hospital between January and October, a difference of 1,681 on the Minister's figure. Deputy Doherty says no amount of spin can hide the fact that overcrowding at the hospital has brought the service to breaking point.
A crash in County Donegal was one of 13 businesses on which closure orders were imposed last month by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Orders were also served on premises in Clare, Kilkenny, Westmeath, Dublin, Leitrim, Louth, Galway, Cork and Mayo. The closure order imposed on the kitchen area of Chatlisa between Newton Cunningham and Derry in November says the design of the kitchen does not provide adequate protection from pests and the company had not provided a wash basin for hand washing. Global environmental experts say Ireland is the worst country in the EU on climate action. The Climate Change Performance Index places Ireland at the bottom of the rankings, finishing 48th out of 56 countries worldwide. The index rates Ireland's performance in the greenhouse gas emissions category as very low and low in the energy use category. Environment Minister Richard Bruton says today's report reinforces the urgency of his work on climate change. Clodagh Daly of Friends of the Irish Environment says politicians need to do more.
Climate Action Network has said that Ireland's position in the Climate Change Performance Index places us in as a deplorable member of a group of very low performing countries. So that's alongside Russia, the US and Saudi Arabia. So our emissions are continuing to spiral out of control. You know, our leaders are sleepwalking us into climate chaos.
A group of residents in the Ard O'Donnell area of Letterkenny have signed a petition opposing plans to extend McGinnigan's Hotel on Upper Main Street. Plans to extend the hotel to accommodate an additional 61 rooms and a spa are currently being sought. The main issues with local residents is the increase in traffic along the Spears Lane, which they fear will be compounded by the proposed extension of the hotel and the shortage of parking. Representing the local community, Ard O'Donnell residents Laura Crawford and Vivian Gallagher spoke earlier on the 9 till noon show.
Our prime issue is resident parking. Ard O'Donnell is at the minute is atrocious parking, but to add on now another 33 bedrooms, which requires 90 car parking spaces. The road is narrow. There's three entrances onto that road coming out from Lakeview, coming out from behind Ard O'Donnell and coming out from Garris Hotel as it is. Sometimes along those roads there's cars parked. The parking facilities in the area is not suitable for 90 more car parking spaces.
Vivian, if I can turn to you, there was work done in the area before and you were saying you and other residents in that area were very badly inconvenienced as a result.
14 years ago, they done a big extension. That lane was blocked for 2 years, so nobody could use that lane, only the hotel. As well as this car parking, we have delivery lorries coming up that road. And that road was never made for that kind of traffic. They get stuck at the top of the road.
As Vivian says, the lorries that are coming now at the minute and the delivery lorries, if there's going to be block lorries, machines, we're just reverting back to what we went through before and we think it's just going to be much the same again. Those houses are some of the oldest houses in Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Councillor Micheál Naughton, spokesperson for the McGinnigan's group, says they are actively working to address the parking issue in the area.
Also, for us in the planning, we have to talk to local car park companies about basically allocating space to them. When people will be checking into the hotel, we'll be directing the traffic to them. For the extra bus doors, I would say probably we have 82 bedrooms there at the moment. We'll have 142 when it's developed. But the reality situation, as we stand even at the moment, about 50% of them rooms are over it, would be accommodated by people that land on a bus or a coach. And that is a known fact. And probably during the week, it would be a lot more. If people didn't park in our car park that's in use of the town or park up that lane that doesn't be used in the hotel, it would not be have this issue.
The Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council says the Three Network is down again in the wider Fáilcheárra area, and he's calling for action to rectify the issue. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says the network has issues on a regular basis, and he wants a meeting with management to discuss the problems and what can be done to resolve them. Councillor O'Donnell also wants customers to be proactive.
I've spoken to Three over the weekend. I've again spoken to them today. The only update that they're prepared to give anybody is that it's a priority case, and that they are working and trying to restore the network. They're saying that there is maintenance ongoing today, but it is totally and utterly unacceptable. At least every couple of months there is a problem with the Three network. They are not coming up to the plate with the service that they are supposed to provide. They are not being fair on the people that use their service, and the service they're providing is not satisfactory. I have asked for a meeting with representatives of Three because the service they're providing is not satisfactory, but it is important that the public make their feelings known to Three and that they engage with Three and tell them that they are totally unsatisfied. The service is simply not good enough, and I will be asking Three for a commitment that people in this distinct area of Fáilcheárra that have been affected by the outages and coverage, if they are in contracts, that they would at least have the opportunity to come out of that contract. I do believe that Three are in breach of the contractual agreements that they have. I am also going to contact ComReg. I'm not holding much hope in that, but I will be contacting them and advising them that the service that Three is providing to the people of Fáilcheárra in the wider area is completely unsatisfactory, and something needs to be done with it forthwith.
The mortgage to rent scheme is being described as being riddled with red tape. Less than 400 struggling homeowners have successfully joined the programme in the last 7 years. Fianna Fáil's finance spokesperson Deputy Michael McGrath says the scheme needs to be reformed.
It allows people to remain on in their home, but people in that case would lose the ownership and would instead become tenants. But it is riddled with bureaucracy. It's taking forever to get individual cases over the line, and I think the government just isn't really committed to it, and that's why it's not working.
A parish priest in Letterkenny says he is disappointed that a request on Irish Water to consider postponing planned works in the Gortley area has not been adhered to. Father Brian Quinn, parish priest at the Church of the Irish Martyrs last month, called on the utility to temporarily halt the works for fear traffic disruption would cause untold chaos in and around the festive period for parishioners attending the church. Father Quinn says he understood that an agreement was reached with the utility that indeed works would not commence again until January. However, without notice, works recommenced today. Speaking earlier ahead of the arrival of hundreds of adults and children to the church, Father Quinn says the works today pose serious health and safety risks.
On the 10th of December, to put traffic lights up here outside the church, in terms of even the movement of normal traffic coming and going. But I mean, my main concern obviously is to get a huge number of children, teachers and their assistants in and out of the church safely. This is a huge constriction which should not have happened.
You believe you should have been informed that this was due to happen? You should have been given some sort of input and some form of chance to actually tell people, look, could you hold on 24 hours until we have this done?
Our understanding at the end of the week was that this project would not begin until the resumption of work in January.
Where now, from your point of view, as you say, you've been in contact with the council, you've been in contact with Irish Water, is there any avenue you can go down now to look at what the situation is in the coming weeks and what you need to do to plan?
I know, Donal, as we speak, that there are people working to try to make a resolution for this situation. All I am concerned currently is in the safety of the movement of the 500 children coming in for a rehearsal now. We had asked, because it was on the Irish Water website, that all movement of work would cease between mid-November and mid-January. They did not consider that a church would be a consideration in that movement. In these days and in these weeks and in the next 2 weeks, I mean, we need a freedom of entry and exit to our church.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get them the gift they really want this Christmas with a gift card available in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Jim McGuinness is excited about taking his first head coaching role in professional football. The Glenties native, who led Donegal to All-Ireland success 6 years ago, signed a three-year deal last week with second-tier Charlotte Independents of the United Soccer League. Since leaving Donegal, Jim has been involved with Glasgow Celtic in Scotland and Beijing Guoan in the Chinese Super League. He will head to the States tomorrow to meet players and staff to begin his tenure. McGuinness spoke with Enda Call this morning for Highland Sport and told him he's already thinking about what kind of player he wants at the club to suit his philosophy and style.
First thing is just to get out there tomorrow and meet the staff, and then I've spoken to one or two of the players already, and then it's just about planning, it's about preparation, and obviously over the next number of weeks really heavily looking at the recruitment side of things. You know, we're going to need a certain type of player to implement the philosophy, and a certain type of athlete as well, I suppose I would suggest. And so recruitment will be really important, and attitude will be important, and character will be important, and having people with the attributes to fit the philosophy that we want to implement. So it'll certainly be a busy few weeks coming up as the window opens up out there, and trying to get the right people in the door.
And throughout your journey, you worked under various coaches, like Ronnie Dyla and Roger Schmidt in China as well. What have you taken from them, and how much of your philosophy is taken from their philosophy, or is it very much your own sort of implement on the game?
Yeah, no, I think you take something from everybody, to be honest with you, and you'll see things. And even, you know, when I was growing up and with coaches that you'd work, you know, and you'd be thinking, oh, there's things there that I wouldn't do. And that shouldn't happen and stuff, you know, so it can be positive or negative. A negative can end up in a positive, if you know what I mean. But I think, like, everybody that you can see up close and work with, you'll learn from them, and you'll take things, and you'll obviously try to feed that back into your own big picture. And that's what I've tried to do, and that's why when I went to Celtic originally, I just went in there with a very, very open mind and a learning mentality. And I've continued to do that, and I'll continue to do that when I'm manager as well.
As Jim McGuinness speaking there ahead of going over to the United States to Charlotte Independence as the head coach. Staying with soccer, and the Chelsea fan accused of racially abusing Raheem Sterling has been identified and contacted by the club. The man is alleged to have verbally abused the Manchester City forward during Saturday's Premier League win for Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Sterling has confirmed to Scotland Yard that he was racially abused during the game. Liverpool defender Joe Gomez has pledged his long-term future to the Reds. The 21-year-old has signed a new 5.5-year contract, which will keep him at Anfield until the summer of 2024. Gomez fractured his leg during last week's Premier League win at Burnley and is facing a 6-week spell on the sidelines. Watford face their old manager in the Premier League tonight. The Hornets take on Marco Silva's Everton at Goodison Park. The Portuguese coach left Vicarage Road in acrimonious circumstances last season. Gaelic Games, and the first of the round one fixtures of the 2019 Dr. McKenna Cup will be played this weekend. Fermanagh will host Ulster University in the first game of the competition on Saturday at Derrygonley, with throw-in at 1 p.m. At 1 p.m. on Sunday, it's Armagh at home against St. Mary's at Cross McGlen. The meeting of Derry and Tyrone has had a change of venue. Originally slated for Owen Beg this Sunday, the game has been pushed back to Thursday week at Celtic Park, and that one will get underway at 8 p.m. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw looks set to miss the start of Ireland's 2019 Six Nations campaign. The Leinster centre is facing an 8-week spell on the sidelines following further assessment on his hamstring injury. Henshaw suffered the problem during the warm-up before Ireland's November test against Argentina. He is facing a race against time to be fit for the Six Nations opener against England in Dublin on the 2nd of February. And in golf, European Ryder Cup hero Francesco Molinari has been named European Tour Golfer of the Year. The Open champion won all 5 of his matches in their victory over the USA in Paris in September, and he capped off the year by claiming the Race to Dubai title. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, the Donegal Council says there must be progress on resolving data protection issues with the community CCTV programme. Councillor Patrick McGowan says an application for a CCTV in the Twin Towns was submitted almost 2 years ago, but it's being delayed because of data protection issues, which officials say have yet to be addressed at national level. Last month, he was told the situation has become more acute as a result of GDPR. It's reported that some councils elsewhere are proceeding with systems based on the comments of the Minister for Justice. Councillor McGowan says the local authority is in limbo.
The County Managers Association, as we call them, the CEOs of all the councils, they're loggerheads with us. They've been told one thing, to say that, you know, kind of councils are not fully protected, getting all the Department of Justice and the Minister was saying now that it's up and ready to go. I would ask that the various departments and the ministers would sit down to work out what the issues are.
Meanwhile, in a recent response to a question in the Shannon, Senator Robbie Gallagher was told by the Justice Minister that once a scheme is approved by the Garda Commissioner, the Data Protection Commissioner has said a GDPR should not be an issue. For weather now, cloudy with patches of mist developing in places. Temperatures will rise a little further overnight to 7 or 8 degrees. Southeast winds will increase, also becoming moderate to fresh. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí were deployed to a school in South Donegal today following an alleged shooting threat. Gardaí and Ballyshannon say they are liaising with school authorities following an incident reported to them on Wednesday last at Manina College in Bundoran. Irish Water has denied claims by a West Donegal councillor that his protest was instrumental in an agreement being reached to reinstate the Mina Lech to Ranafast Road to an appropriate standard. In a statement issued to Highland Radio News today, Irish Water say claims by a public representative that his protest led to the utility agreeing to reinstate the road to their specification are utterly unfounded. They say the protests instead led to a delay in essential reinstatement taking place. A crash in County Donegal was one of 13 businesses on which closure orders were imposed last month by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. The closure order imposed on the kitchen area of Chat Lisa between Newton Cunningham and Derry in November says the design of the kitchen does not provide adequate protection from pests and the company had not provided a wash basin for hand washing. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says the 3 network is down again in the wider Fáilcheárra area and he's calling for action to rectify the issue. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says the network has issues on a regular basis and he wants a meeting with management to discuss the problems and what can be done to resolve them. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, December the 10th. The death has taken place of Nora Cunningham, Stormhill, Ardrah. Her remains will be reposing at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardrah until 9 o'clock tonight, followed by removal to her residence. House private to family and close friends, please. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Mary Ann McGrory, Dunmore, Kerry Keel. Remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerry Keel. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to palliative care, Kev Sweeney funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Annie Burns, Nae McGinty, 18 Sandbank Cottages, Derry. Funeral from her home, 18 Sandbank Cottages, Derry, tomorrow morning at 11:30 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Gallia. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Muff. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Friends of Altna Galvin, Ward 41, Trust Headquarters, Glenchian Road, Derry. The death has occurred in Birmingham, England, of Michael Joseph Dunyan, formerly Corfrin Ballybofey. Requiem Mass will take place on Thursday morning in Alton Friary, 168 St Bernard's Road, Solly Hull, at 9:15, with interment immediately afterwards at Windy Manor Cemetery, Windy Manor Road, Bentley Heath, Solly Hull. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Parkinson's or the Cancer Society, care of Mrs Bridget Dowds, Knock, Ballybofey. The Month Mine Mass will take place in St Mary's Church, Sheshonee, Ballybofey on Saturday evening, January the 5th at 8 o'clock. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Griffith, Ballinatone, Welchtown, Ballybofey. Remains reposing at the home of her niece, Mrs. Alma Thompson, Ballinatone, this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:20 for service of Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock in St John's Parish Church, Kilty Vogue, with interment afterwards in Stranorlar Church of Ireland Churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Willie McGee, 16 Mina Shask Place, Strabane, and formerly of St Johnston. His remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home on Wednesday at 12 noon for service of Thanksgiving in Strabane Presbyterian Church at 12:30. Interment afterwards in St Johnston Presbyterian Churchyard. Donations and lay of flowers placed to the Alzheimer's Society, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Con Murray, Fortwell, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, and formerly of Kern, Termin and Scotland. His remains are reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest this evening until 6 o'clock. Removal from there arriving at St Columbus Church, Termin at 6:30 this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Sean McLaughlin, drummer, Railway Road, Buncrana. Sean's remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home, Buncrana, this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Sister Columbanus Horn, formerly of Loretto Convent Milford and Loretto Convent Letterkenny. Removal from the convent chapel in Bray, County Wicklow, arriving at the Holy Redeemer Parish Church, Bray, at 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in the Abbey House Cemetery, Rathnarnham. The death has occurred of Christopher McGettigan, 13 Ashburn Park at Castle Derg. Funeral from his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House private place to family, friends and neighbours today until 10 o'clock. And the death has taken place of Mrs. Pauline Davis, formerly of Brindley Manor Nursing Home Convoy and Maharabeg Manor Cunningham. Funeral service tomorrow morning at Gibson Funeral Home Convoy at 11 o'clock and afterwards to Lakelands Crematorium Cavan for cremation at 3 o'clock. No flowers please, donations if desired to Brindley Manor Nursing Home Convoy, care of Gibson Funeral Directors.